Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We start with the Capital Region telemedicine startups. There are big plans ahead.
Yeah, it's been a big year for these companies. With most areas of healthcare adopting telemedicine during the pandemic, it's really opened up a lot of opportunities as patients realize that they really do like the convenience of it. We looked at four telemedicine and remote patient monitoring companies that have seen a jump in business this past year. One is Apti Health, a telemedicine platform that focuses on behavioral health. The company signed its biggest deal yet with CDPHP, quadrupling the number of eligible members to about 400,000. The relatively new company also expects to reach 250 to 300 employees by the end of the year. Another startup, UCM Digital Health, recently closed on a $5.5 million fundraising round. Through this platform, patients can work with emergency medicine providers to determine whether their issue requires an ER visit or a different type of care. They also plan to grow their staff this year. An interesting startup called Zephyr RX is a remote monitoring device that patients use to take the measurements a pulmonologist would typically do by blowing into the device. The app also includes several video games that prompt patients to perform breath exercises. Between April and December of last year, the company shipped more than 25,000 devices to the top 200 hospitals in the country. And finally, UTM Healthcare is a general remote monitoring platform where patients can answer health questions daily, and then that information is transferred to their records, and if there's any deviation from normal readings, a case manager is alerted. The company signed a deal last year with Columbia Memorial Hospital and had several contracts pending in February.
Our listeners who drive down 787 will know about the Montgomery Ward building that they pass. That's the old Montgomery Ward building, now called Riverview Center. There's some news with the center. What's happened?
Right. Riverview Center is the largest privately owned office building in the Albany region. Its ownership will now transfer back to a lender following an online auction this week where there were no qualified bidders. The building was put up for auction due to a bank foreclosure. The lien was approximately $30.9 million. And with no qualified bidders, the lender, represented by Rialto Capital Advisors, bid $19 million for the property. Rialto will continue relying on Cushman & Wakefield and Pyramid Brokerage to manage and lease the property. The occupancy rate is more than 65% with new leases being signed or negotiated, and many of the tenants are state offices.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.